This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we said in our previous two segments on preparing for Ramadan, as the scholars and the sages of the past would say, that in Rajab, the seeds of Ramadan were planted. What are the goals? It's the fruit. But the seeds were planted 2 months before in Rajab. In Sha'ban, the month we're currently in, the seeds were watered. The plants grew. And in Ramadan, the fruit was harvested. That's how they approached Ramadan. That's a very clear, planned approach. Well, Rajab's gone. Sha'ban's almost over. So what do we do now? Well, the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to understand the levels of fasting. Because fasting can be done on a variety of different levels. As we, human beings, exist in a variety of different modes, our fasting is supposed to affect all of the various modes of our existence. For the most part, most of us only fast on the first level. But even that first level, we don't do it properly. What is the first level? The first level is the physical level of the fast. We comply with the basic rules of fasting. We don't eat between dawn and sunset. That's the basic rule. Don't eat, drink, anything. That includes smoking, or any other thing which is ingested into our bodies. We may have to take inoculations and things like this, but to take a drip, any of those types of things which are going to be putting things into your body to build and strengthen your body, this will break the fast. So we don't ingest anything. And we don't have sexual relations. We avoid them in the daylight hours. The nights are ours. But basically, the fast is not eating or drinking or having sexual relations between dawn and sunset. Now, how do we begin the fast? We need to begin it in a way different from the way we have been doing it all along. How is that? Well, normally, when we begin our fast, most of us, we prepare suhoor. Suhoor as a three-course meal. Eat up till we're full to the brim, and then we enter into the fast. We eat and drink as much as we can till we can't eat anymore. Oh, okay, that's as far as we can go. We stop. Now we go to fast. But in fact, this was not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not to say if you did that, it is haram. But the fact of the matter is that you're going to break the principles. Right from the very beginning, you're starting on the wrong foot. You're starting on the wrong foot. So then, what is the way of the Prophet ﷺ? What was the best way, the example that he gave us? I'll talk about that in my next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.